One more time. Thank you so much. Bruce Wayne beating out that rhythm. My buddy Jeff Stocky on bass, Curtis Brangle on the keyboards, and Julie Reagan's guitar and vocals. Thank you so much. We're so lucky to have a band like you playing every Sunday. All right. Good morning, friends. The last time I spoke in front of an audience like this, I think it was about 60 years ago at my bar mitzvah. And I'm glad to say that my voice is finally dropped. So anyway, it's really an honor to be speaking with you today. My talk is called My Three Seders, and my intention is to describe three periods of my life and how the Seders I participated in made an impact on how I related to myself, to my family, and to the holiday of Passover. While I talk about my personal experiences with this ceremony, I also want to give you some background information about Passover and the Seder, the customs, the traditional foods, and some of the songs that are sung during the course of the Seder meal. I hope you'll indulge my singing voice. Before I begin, I want to tell you about two words that I'll be using frequently. Passover, or Pesach, is one of the three major festivals of Judaism. Originally, the festivals were organized around the harvest season, during which farmers would bring a tithe of their crops and livestock to the temple in Jerusalem for sacrifices. Passover marked the time of the spring harvest. The Passover itself is a 7 or 8 day holiday dedicated to the liberation of the Jewish people who were enslaved in Egypt some 2,300 years ago. Passover refers to the last of the 10 plagues described in the second book of the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, in which the angel of death passed over the homes of the Hebrew slaves, saving them from losing their firstborn children. The Passover holiday is celebrated by a ritual meal served at home called the Seder. The word Seder means order, and it refers to the order of activity surrounding the meal that is served on the first and sometimes second night of Passover. Now that we've taken care of this little housekeeping, I think I can begin. My Seder number one, the early years. My first memories of Passover and the Seder occurred in the mid-50s when I was 6 years old. These Seders were held at my grandparents' house. And for any of you who happen to have grown up in Houston, their house, a 1920s-built house, was located in the Montrose on Westheimer, exactly across the street from the iconic Felix's Mexican restaurant, if you remember. My grandparents, immigrants from the Ukraine, had raised my dad and his 4 siblings in this house, and now following World War II, their children had married and had started raising their own baby boomer families. As best I can remember, Grandpa conducted a mostly by-the-book Seder, which meant we had to go through a lot of reading until we could finally get to eat. Beginning with the lighting of the candles and the kiddush, or blessing of the first of 4 cups of wine, Grandpa followed the order of service. Needless to say, it was a long, long slog from blessing to blessing, trying to follow along in the Haggadah. The Haggadah is the book that provides the script for the Seder meal. And it was compiled over centuries, dating back to the years 130 AD. The Haggadah outlines the order of the Seder, providing a step-by-step instruction for the meal. But also, the Haggadah retells the story of the Jews' liberation from nearly 200 years of bondage in Egypt. Again, it could be a very long time for a child to wait for dinner. One method of keeping the children alert was the afikomen, which translates from a Greek word meaning dessert. The leader of the Seder would take a piece of matzah, the cracker-like, unleavened, yeastless flatbread, and would then hide it somewhere in the house. It was then the children's job to go find that afikomen, to find that piece of matzah. Once found, the child would present it to the leader, who would then give the child a reward for its return. In those days, the reward was a shiny new quarter, which was then deemed to be a considerable amount of money for a child. It was such fun to run through the house with my cousins, looking under pillows, searching in drawers, behind curtains, and finally someone would find the matzah and take it to Grandpa and would receive his reward of a quarter. Grandpa was a pretty generous guy, however, so everybody would get a consolation prize, and each kid, whether they found it or not, had a shiny quarter in their pocket. What I also remember about those seders was the chance I had to actually participate in the service itself. Tradition has it that the youngest at the table gets to ask what are called the four questions, or the manishtana, at the beginning of the service. The four questions translate as follows. Why is this night different from all other nights? One, on all other nights, we eat both leavened bread and matzah. On this night, we only eat matzah. On all other nights, we eat many vegetables. On this night, we eat bitter vegetables. On all other nights, we do not dip vegetables, but on this night, we dip twice. Four, on all other nights, some eat and drink, sitting while others recline. On this night, we all recline. Since I had just started Hebrew school, I was tapped for the honor of reciting the four questions, and it went something like this. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelot. Shebachol halelot anu ochlin chametz umatzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. Shebachol halaylot anu ochlin sha'ar yirakot, halayla hazeh maror. Shebachol halaylot einanu mapilin afilu pa'am echad, halayla hazeh shtei famim. Shebachol halaylot anu ochlin ben yoshvin ubein misubin, halayla hazeh kulanu misubin. These early experiences with my family marked the beginning of almost 70 years of connection to the observance of the Passover Seder. My Seder number two. The Seder of my adolescence, the 60s. Let's fast forward a decade or so. I was a teenager now in high school and quite the angry young man. I was no longer a believer in any of this stuff and could be quite oppositional to anything that smacked of religion. Yet, I still found something comforting about being surrounded by my family around the Seder table. It was now hosted by my Uncle Joe and Aunt Cece. I like to think of this time as the golden age of my family's Seders. At this time, my parents and uncles and aunts were in their 40s to 50s, in their prime and fully in charge. My cousins and I ranged in age from 4 to 16. To me, all of the adults seemed so certain about everything, and Uncle Joe was clearly in command, conducting a very well-paced Seder. They set a beautiful table. The ladies were in charge of food preparation, and everyone had a special dish. Needless to say, no one left the Seder hungry. At this point, I'd like to take the opportunity to describe the different traditional foods that were served at the meal, and some slides will appear to illustrate. Number one, the Seder plate. At the center of the table is the Seder plate. On the plate are a number of food items, all symbolic of the coming season of spring and or the Exodus story. I put these in no particular order. One, the bitter herbs. Horseradish is commonly used. It symbolizes the bitter lives the slaves led in Egypt. Two, a green vegetable, usually parsley, but lettuce, celery, or any other vegetable can do. It symbolizes the coming of spring. Three, the roasted egg. This symbolizes spring. Four, salt water. Symbolic of the tears shed during slavery, the salt water is used to dip the green vegetables. Five, roasted bone represents the Passover sacrifices made in the temple in Jerusalem. Six, charoset. This is a sweet relish made of chopped apples, nuts, cinnamon, and sweet red wine. The brown color of the mixture is reminiscent of mortar used in masonry, and therefore symbolizes the mortar used by these slaves to build the Pharaoh's pyramids. And seven, matzah. Matzah is the unleavened or yeastless bread. It symbolizes the experience of the freed Israelite slaves as they left Egypt. Because they had to leave in a hurry, there was no time to let the bread rise. 3 pieces of matzah covered with a napkin usually sit on a plate next to the Seder plate. Wine. 4 cups of wine are blessed and drunk during the course of the Seder meal. A 5th cup is filled, but not to be drunk. This is the cup of Elijah. According to the story, Elijah visits each Jewish household during the Seder to herald the coming of the Messiah. And then the following 2 dishes are traditionally served at Seders conducted by descendants of Eastern European Jews. The matzah ball. The matzah ball, or in Yiddish, knedel, is an Eastern European dish made of matzah meal, eggs, water, and a fat, usually chicken schmaltz, to hold the balls all together. Rolled into the shape, they are placed in a simmering pot for about 30 minutes. Matzah balls, which can be prepared either light or dense, are usually eaten in a bowl of chicken soup. And last, the gefilte fish. Gefilte fish means a stuffed fish. It's another East European dish, usually formed into egg shapes. The mixture of deboned chopped fish, matzah meal, carrots, onions, spices, and salt are poached in a fish stock. The gefilte fish is usually served with a cooked carrot slice on top and a dollop of horseradish on the side. One of the iconic songs sung during the Seder is the Dayenu. The word Dayenu translates as "it would have been enough for us." It recounts all of God's gifts given to the Jews escaping Egypt, stating that if God had only done one of the things, it would have been enough. But instead, God gifted us with all of them, and for that we should be even more grateful. Traditionally, Dayenu is a call and response reading. I'm going to ask for a little audience participation right now. So if you would repeat after me the word Dayenu. Dayenu. Let's try it one more time. Dayenu. Dayenu. And now when I point to you, please say out loud the word Dayenu. You got it. Okay. So here's what is traditionally read at the time of the Seder. If he had split the sea for us and had not taken us through it on dry land, Dayenu. If he had taken us through the sea on dry land and had not drowned our oppressors in it, Dayenu. If he had not drowned our oppressors in it and had not supplied our needs in the desert for 40 years, Dayenu. If he had supplied our needs in the desert for 40 years and had not fed us the manna, Dayenu. If he had fed us the manna and had not given us the Shabbat, Dayenu. If he had given us the Shabbat and had not brought us before Mount Sinai, Dayenu. If he had brought us before Mount Sinai and had not given us the Torah, Dayenu. If he had given us the Torah and had not brought us into the land of Israel, Dayenu. If he had brought us into the land of Israel and not built for us the holy temple, Dayenu. And now I'm going to sing just one verse of Dayenu in Hebrew. Ilu hotzi hotzi anu mi Mitzrayim hotzi anu dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dai dayenu, dayenu, dayenu. Thank you. My Seder number 3, the present day Seder. So now it's 50 years later, give or take. Like the Israelites who left Egypt for the Promised Land, I too spent decades wandering through my own personal wilderness. But now I have a much more accepting relationship with Passover, the Festival of Freedom. We'll be going to Houston in a few days for my family Seder. In the course of the last 50 years, all of my grandparents, my parents and uncles and aunts have all passed. I'm happy to say that my cousin Wendy has taken it on herself to host our family Seder. We children have grown up, and now there's also a new generation at our table. and believe it or not, grandchildren show up. Tradition has been maintained in the Seder service and the food we all enjoy. I find myself sitting at the table surrounded by my family, contemplating the passage of time and how it all just gets better and better. The last song of the Seder is called Chad Gad Yah, which means one kid or one baby goat. It is structured much like the poem, This is the House that Jack Built. Chad Gad Yah serves as a metaphor for the history of persecution of the Jewish people. The last verse recaps all of the verses and translates as this. Then came the Holy One, blessed be He, who slew the angel of death, who killed the butcher, who slaughtered the ox, who drank the water, that quenched the fire, that burnt the stick, that beat the dog, that bit the cat, that ate the goat, that father bought for 2 zuzim. Chad Gad Yah. And just by the way, zuzim are an ancient coinage, and I looked it up on the internet the other day. A zuz today in today's dollar would be worth about $5. So take that to your next trivial pursuit. And now the verses it is sung during the Seder. Dizabinaba bitre zuze chad gad ya, chad gad ya. Vata kodesh baruchu veshachat lemalachamovet, deshachat leshochet, deshachat letorah, deshata lemaya, dechipa lenura, desaref lechutra, dehika lechaba, denashach leshunra. The Yachla le Gadya, the Zabina Babitrezu Zechad Gadya, Chad Gadya. Thank you. So, in the end, why is Passover and the Seder important to observe? I think that it's not just the opportunity it gives us to reconnect with our families, but the emphasis the holiday places on the evils of slavery and the promotion of the idea of freedom. We ask ourselves, are we truly free, or are we owned by our possessions? Do we look upon the world as it's us or it's them? Can we remain oblivious to the plight of the hungry and the homeless and still call ourselves free? Like the song says, none of us are free if one of us is in chains. I think the comedian Sarah Silverman said it best. Don't be the Pharaoh in somebody else's liberation story. This certainly calls us to strive for a world that is free, and that to me is the true meaning of Passover. So I want to thank everyone here and online for your attention to my rambling story about my experience of the holiday of Passover. It's been an honor to be here today. And I especially want to thank my family, my sister, cousins, children and grandchildren, especially my wife, Jan, for being here with me today. I finally learned how to accept and truly enjoy the experience of Passover and the Seder, and I am so grateful to have all of my family along for my journey and grateful to have all of you here today to listen to what I had to say. Thank you very much. Thanks. Thank you.